something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara and I'm delighted to welcome James Morrison back to the show. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm very well.
Not too long since we had you in the studio. That was only just in April when you were in here in Dublin.
Yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Goes really quick. And I believe the gig was an absolute massive success at the Olympia. Everyone was raving about it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was definitely one of the best of the tour, 100%. I love playing Dublin anyway. Yeah. So I'm easily pleased when I come over there.
But you know, the last time you were in, we were talking about this collaboration that you were going to sort out for me. I'll just remind you of it.
Tell me, have you seen her? There's only one Trina.
Okay, so you did that jingle. How are we doing with the collaboration? Have you got a song sorted for us or what?
Oh, not yet. No, I'm still working on it. It's got to be good, hasn't it? Can't just knock it out. It's got to be great.
It can be a 10-minute song. You have to really work on this one.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's at the minute, it's a really long love song, so I might need to pull it back.
Okay. Listen, you're coming back as well. We're delighted you're playing at St. Anne's Park, which, by the way, is just up the road from me. That's where I walk the dog. So I don't know whether I'm going to be able to walk the dog or not.
I'll bring some tea bags for you if you want. Just to help out.
Bring the Labrador on stage with you. Yeah. You're going to be doing a very, very special performance alongside Codaline. So listen, what songs are you going to be getting to do? Many songs, or how long will you be on stage for?
Well, I don't think, because I'm supporting them, so that's, you know, easy for me because it's no pressure. So I'm playing like 40 minutes, so I'm just literally going to have to get out there and smash out as many songs that I think people want to hear, you know, all the old classics.
Do you ever veer away from a set list? Say if you go on stage and you think that another song might work better, do you ever change it at the last minute?
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think I try to get it, you know, a pretty good position before we tour it. You know, you can always tweak it. But yeah, generally, I think it's nice to know that what you've got is kind of the best of what you can give, really. So I'm just going to have to narrow that down a little bit because it's a shorter set. But yeah, still going to try and squeeze some new ones in there that I think people will want to hear. But I've kind of got to sort of please the masses, really, and just try and play everything that I know crowds who come to my gigs like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be going pretty well. I just hope the weather stays good for the weekend. You never know in Ireland.
Yeah, I see it. You never know. Well, that's life, isn't it? You know? Mm. I think it'll be amazing anyway because it's outside. I think it always just brings a little bit of freedom if you're outside. It just feels a little bit more like you're a part of something bigger than just a show. That's for me anyway. You know, if you can bring your own drink, food and stuff.
I don't think they want you to do that, James. I don't think you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to buy stuff there.
Well, okay, cool. Make sure you bring your wallet.
Bring your wallet is right. Can we give people a blast of the new song? I'm going to play a little clip of the new song. So this one is called Feels Like the First Time. Here we go. Every time I see him, it's so bad. I tell myself I can't do it no more. Each time is the last time. Every time is the last time. In a dime when they try to walk away, but you keep it coming back for more. When you let me back inside, still feels like the first time. Absolutely gorgeous. I love it. It is typical James Morrison, isn't it? It's exactly your sound.
I don't know what that is.
That's good. No, that's good. Cool.
That's good.
How's the reaction been going for the new song?
I think, I can only judge it from the gigs and the responses I've had on sort of, you know, social media and stuff. But yeah, generally, at the gigs, people are singing all the songs, all the words. So yeah, it's good. It feels like they're really listening to the songs and learning them. So
I've just been on YouTube for the last probably half an hour before I rang you because getting into the old James Morrison mood. It's kind of addictive. Once you listen to one of your songs, you have to listen to the next one and the next one and the next one. That song reminds me of a movie soundtrack.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to sort of think if your songs get sort of used for films, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I always sort of try and write songs with a sort of visual in mind. If it gets used for a film, why not? Put it in a love film.
Yeah, somebody in Hollywood, give James a call. And listen, when you come to Dublin, are you going to be coming on your own, or do the family come with you on tour, or what happens?
I brought my family last time to Dublin and they created a chaos.
Right, did they make a show of you? Yeah.
I just think I'm going to enjoy it on my own this time. Sodom.
You're so good to take our call. We can't wait to see you again and keep working on that collaboration.
Yeah, alright then.
He's running scared. Thanks, James. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.